10:27 was quite a statement that Jesus made. Mark 10:27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. When you think about that, that's quite a challenge. You know, as normal, average human beings, we struggle with pleasing God because we get things sort of muddled up. But God is so gracious that he wants to help us to start the new year off on a better relationship. We seem to find ourselves challenged by God, and we don't seem to answer the challenge necessarily the way we should, but we try to come up with right responses. God has told us in his word that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, that he will not hear our prayers. That's in Psalm 66:18. Unfortunately, too many people go through life with things upon their heart. Things they should have forgiven. Things that they should have forgotten. And even though they claim to be Christians, they're not doing what God has said we're supposed to do. We're supposed to forgive instantly. We're told if we go to prayer that we're and we think about something that we have done, we need to get that settled before we go to prayer. I believe that God wants to hear our prayers. I believe he does. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to let him know what we're doing, what's going on in our lives, and what's important to us. Unforgiven offenses, unrighteous thoughts, pride, failure to love the brethren, are all things that God has said we're not to be a part of. He doesn't want them in his children's life. But I have some good news for you. God has done something for each of his children. I want you to think about this. I don't know if you ever think about it. If you're reading the Bible and you're reading the book of Lamentations, you say, what book is that? Where's that at? Lamentations is a book of the Old Testament. Lamentations 3:22-23 is a blessing to me to think about, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Lamentations 3:22-23, it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. What a wonderful statement. God's compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He is going to be faithful to you every morning. What does that say? Well, it says that we start off with a clean slate with God. Every morning, the slate is clean. Unless we go back and pick up some of our old sins and things, our relationship with God is new every morning. What a wonderful thing. Today should be better than yesterday. And that's a wonderful thing to know about God, that he gives us a clean slate every morning. The gospel is called the good news because it tells us what things make God pleased with our lives. Just to make sure that we do what he wants us to do, he gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us as we go through this life. It's a sad thing that some people who say they are saved don't do what a saved person does. Maybe they don't read the Bible much. Maybe they've forgotten what they've read. But God gives them a clean slate every morning. And God has given you one too. When I see a person that's not doing what the Bible says, I look at their character and see if there's any evidence that they have the Holy Spirit. You know, a person cannot see a spirit. That's why we cannot see God. God is a spirit. We are told they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Holy Spirit, when he is in a person, he brings certain things to their lives. And I had you memorize a few years ago, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. So when the Holy Spirit comes to a person, he brings love. You don't have a choice about it. He brings it to you when he indwells your heart. He brings joy. Joy. Not happiness. Happiness is conditional. Happiness is circumstantial. Joy is deep rooted in your heart by God through his Holy Spirit. He brings peace. You're not in turmoil within your heart. He brings long-suffering. Another word for that could be patience. But don't pray for patience, because tribulation worketh patience. You find that in Romans. And he brings gentleness, goodness. He brings faith. We need that. We need that so much. So desperately we need faith. And then he brings mercy. And that's a clean slate every morning. God's compassion on us. Renewed every morning. His compassion. And finally, it brings the ability to control ourselves. Brings temperance. Maybe people don't think about these things or don't realize they're there within them. And so God wants us to start this new year off. First of all, his compassion is new. It's renewed. Doesn't matter what you did last year. This year is going to be new. And God's compassion is going to give you a clean slate. Now, when I begin, don't see those things in a person's life, the love, the joy, the peace, I wonder if he really has the Holy Spirit. Is it really in their souls? I'm told by God's word that I'm not to judge whether or not they have the Spirit. I'm just to know them by their fruits. And that's how people are going to know you. They're going to know you by your fruits. Whether those are the things that you have within your life. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20, Jesus, talking to his disciples, told them a little bit about fruits. Matthew 7, 16 through 20 says, "And ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. We've got a tree. There's something going on within this state that a lot of people are not aware of. We have an animal about that long called a carpenter ant. They eat wood. They love wood. And they love oak trees. Well, they love all kinds of trees, but they really love oak trees. And so they dig into the root, and they start eating the wood, and they get up out of the root, and they start eating out the trunk of the tree. And you'll see oak trees. I've got one right behind my house. Fell over the other day because the ants ate this sustaining part of that tree. The carpenter ants. They're doing the same thing up north, up in the mountains. They're eating the heart out of the stump of the tree. And the trees are falling. That's why so many trees went over when that hurricane came through, because there was nothing to support them. Well, it's like that when we don't listen to what the world Lord has told us to do. And we're told that we know that we will know them by their fruits, and some of these trees we get to know by their fruits. Jesus told us things that a corrupt tree will only bring forth corrupt fruit. It will not bring forth good fruit. And on the other hand, a good tree will bring forth good fruit. The fruit will be according to the tree that we find the fruit on. Now, I'm not a fruit inspector. I have enough faults of my own, and I'm supposed to spend my time trying to be like Jesus. I have to spend time trying to do the things that the Bible tells me to do. I try to do what James said is that we are to do in his epistle. He told us, be not hearers of the word only, but to be doers of the word. Oh, he tells us, if we're not doers of the word, we deceive ourselves. We don't deceive other people. They see it in us. But we deceive ourselves if we're not doers of the word. And there are people who don't intentionally deceive others, but the Bible says they deceive themselves. And people, that's the worst person to deceive is yourself. You're lying to yourself. You're deceiving yourself. And that gets all of us into more trouble than we really need. Life is a continual challenge from God. And in many cases, it's a continual rebellion against God. We don't realize it, but it is. Now, God has told us that his compassions are new every morning. So, let's just grab a morning. This morning will be fine. Grab a morning and hang on for dear life and see what God's going to do for you today. Not to you, for you. It's so good to know God is going to do for us and take care of us. Do you remember the definition of compassion? It's the desire to help someone who's having a problem or problems and to provide a solution for the problem. Now, compassion must be motivated by love, and that's God's compassion is. And it's the kind of love that is self-sacrificing. What sent Jesus to the cross? That's what helps you to help people who are not as well off as you are or in different situations. Jesus had that kind of love for his creation. He wanted to buy us back. It's not just brotherly love that he had for us. He has a self-sacrificing kind of love. And that's what Jesus died for each one of us. So this year ahead of us is clean. What kind of thing were you involved in last year that was not pleasing to God? What kind of thing was I involved in last year that was not pleasing to God? I don't want to do that this year. I want this year to be different. I want this year to be more. Was one of the problems gossip or failure to forgive others? Like you were forgiven by God? Remember that Jesus told his disciples that if they would not forgive others, God was not going to forgive them. And so many people hold grudges. So many people are not willing to forgive and get on with life. Jesus told his disciples, if they would not forgive, God would not forgive them. Would you ask God to help you be better this year? Would you repent of the sins of last year? Would you let God help you be more like Jesus this year? Why do you think God saved you? Were you special? Were you the type of person that God wanted around you? Did he save you just to keep you out of hell? No, he didn't do that. He saved you because he loved you. And if he loves you, what's he going to do for you? What's he willing to do for you? We opened with a verse that says, with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. So this year can be a different year for each one of us. And it's so fantastic. Why did God save you? He saved you because he loved you. Let me give you some scripture verses for that. We'll start off with one of the most famous verses in the Bible worldwide. But I want to include the verse behind it. So we'll look at John 3, 16 and 17. John 3, 16 and 17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that can be us, believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the next verse is important. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't send him to condemn us. God sent Jesus so that you could have eternal life and could be with him for all of eternity. Sin separates us from God because God is holy, and sin and holiness cannot be together. So God decided to purchase each one of us. He bought me, he bought you, from our father, the devil. He forgave all of our sin. He made it possible for you and I to go to heaven. We were just singing a song earlier, How Great Thou Art. when I thought about that. And I thought about my first wife going to heaven. Caused me to tear up a little bit. But folks, that's where we're all headed. That's where you all want to go. And God has promised that we can. Because of, not because of who we are or what we are, but because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Jesus Christ died for our sins, all of them. And because of that, we can go to heaven. God purchased you so that you could be with him in heaven for eternity. Now, nothing but sin can separate us from God. Paul tells us about it in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. I love reading this because it reminds me of what I have waiting for me and what you have waiting for you. Paul asks the question, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. People, you have a lot to celebrate in this new year. If you know Jesus as your Savior, then you should be doing what he has told you about in his word. You should be loving everyone who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Your heart should be full of joy. You should be at peace in your heart with your life's situation. God is a reason to celebrate. God wants to give you your heart's desire. He has said so. The Holy Spirit inspired King David to write the 37th Psalm, and the first five verses tell us a great deal. Psalm 37, 1 through 5. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. The year is already getting brighter. We don't know what God has ahead for us this year, but it's going to be good. It's going to be the desires of your heart. God has everything planned. He's got it planned for your success. And he wants to give you all things that will cause you to be able to do what he has planned for you to do. He would not ever plan evil against any of us. Not as long as we're doing what he wants us to do and we are in the place he wants us to be. You and I have something genuine that the world does not have. The world has no valid reason to have hope if they don't know God. God is the source of our hope. As we meet here this morning, God has a plan for each one of us. And those things that are in that plan are the desires of your heart, if they are set up according to His Word. And if we have those desires, God is going to give them to us. I don't know what your desires are. I know what mine are. And if I'm looking forward to this year, I'm looking forward to God giving me the desires of my heart. And it's great. It's wonderful. When you begin to read the Bible and listen to for God's Holy Spirit to speak, He will touch your heart. He will communicate through your heart. There may be just a little thing, because you're already where God wants you to be. But it could be changing your life, because God wants to call you to a particular place. How do you think that God got all those missionaries out there and preachers where they are? They were, every one of them was called. Well, not all of them, but most of them. Those who are serving God were called by Him, and you can be called by Him to a particular place. It doesn't have to be a preaching place. It doesn't have to be a missionary place. God can call you to a vocation. God can call you to a place in society. He can use you, no matter where you are, who you're meeting. He can use you to reach out and touch somebody else's life. And that is something we have to look forward to this year. Whose life are you going to touch this year? What are you going to see God doing? You know, you're never too old or too young to serve the Lord. The Lord uses His Holy Spirit to reach out into your heart in order to call you and call me to the place where He wants us. Perhaps this is the year that He will call you to some special task for Him. That would be fantastic. Is there a desire to do something special for the Lord? Do you have a desire to show Him that you love Him? Over the many years that I have been involved in service to the Lord, I've seen many people called by God to a particular place, to a place that becomes their life vocation. We used to go out to the colleges and recruit college students to help us during the summer at camp down in South Texas. And we would usually get 22 to 25 kids to come help us. One girl, it's amazing how God touched their hearts without them ever realizing what was going on. We had one young lady who came from a college up north, up in northern Wisconsin. She didn't come to camp to do dishes. She came to camp to work with kids. And I was going to send her home. And God worked overnight. She went back to her cabin, started packing stuff, and God touched her heart with the Holy Spirit. She came into the kitchen crying. College girl. Pleading not to go home, but willing to do dishes. Willing to mop the floors if I wanted her to. And people, if we will let God touch our hearts, if we will let God guide us, through his Holy Spirit, he will do that. There's some big changes coming up, we think, as we get into a merger and we're going to have more people here and different, perhaps more opportunities. But out of those 25 kids that year, 7 of them are on the mission field. Oh, what God can do with just a few of us sitting here. How he can use you. How he will if you will let him. He loves you. He wants you to understand that. No matter what's going on in your life, he loves you. And he has given you a clean slate this morning. And he'll give you another clean slate tomorrow morning. And his Holy Spirit will minister to you because he's in your heart. And that's why God put him there. He put him there to help you. Not to be a guard or a sentinel. He put him there to communicate God's will to you, to your heart, to your life. Let me share a couple of verses with you. Paul wrote, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Does he strengthen you this morning? Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. What cannot God do for you and the ones you love around you? And then there's familiar verse, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Do you love God? Are you called according to his purpose? Are you willing to be called according to his purpose? Are you willing to let him be your master this year? Or does he need to wait a few more years? This year. It's your choice as to what you permit God to do for you this year. God is our friend. And because he loves you, he wants to bestow upon you all the blessings he can if you will let him. If you will let him. God wants to bestow the blessings on you. He's going to bring you to a place where he can bless you if you will let him. The only limit that God places upon you is that you be in the place where he can work in your life. That's the only limit he places upon any of us, that we be in the place where he can use us and bless us. God has a job for you to do. It's to be done for him. And it's up to you. He leaves it up to you as to whether or not it will get done. As the song goes, there is joy in serving Jesus. There is joy in serving Jesus. Father, we are so grateful that you have given us another year, a new year, one that each morning when we rise, as you give us a clean slate, that your compassion is renewed every morning. And so, Father, help us to accept your will through your Holy Spirit. And, Father, use us to bring glory to yourself. And we will worship you, glorify you, and serve you. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.